So this week, Apple's earnings were a big disappointment, and many are saying that we might be seeing peak iPhone. Mm-hmm. Writing in Six Colors today, Jason Snell takes a deeper dive into what these numbers mean, and he's joining us today. Welcome, Jason.
Hey there. Good to be back.
So you write that these earnings tell us absolutely nothing about the latest iPhone and iPad models. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. Yeah. The quarter actually ended before the new stuff that they announced, the 9.7-inch iPad Pro and the iPhone SE, had even come out. So we have to use a line from Hamilton, I guess, we have to wait for it. There's another 3 months before we'll really get an idea. However, they did, in the conference call afterward when they talked to the financial analyst, they did give some hints. And specifically, the iPhone SE is like a sleeper hit for them. I think it caught Apple off guard, which maybe says something about how Apple prioritizes what's important with the iPhone. I think the Apple execs, like a lot of people in the tech industry, got really caught up in this bigger is better thing that nobody wants small phones, everybody wants big phones. And, the iPhone 6 was a huge success. You could actually argue that it was an aberrant success, so much so that now Apple's paying, because compared to last year, this year doesn't look that great. Although I think they still had 20 times the profit of Amazon last quarter. So, bad quarters are what you make of them. But they missed it. They actually are, for the first time for an iPhone model in a long time, they are out of iPhones. They can't make the iPhone SE fast enough because they completely misjudged demand for it. And Tim Cook owned up to it. He said, "We didn't expect that people would get this because they just like a smaller phone." And they missed the boat on that one.
So do you think there's a lot of people upgrading from the 6 to the SE because they wanted a smaller phone?
I don't think that's the case. I'm sure some of them are doing that. I'm sure there's a class of user who bought the 6 because it was the latest and greatest and then said, I don't really love it. I really miss the old size, who over the next, maybe now or maybe over the next year or two, will consider the SE instead of a 6S or a 7 iPhone. I think there were a lot of people who stayed on the 5S because they like the 5S and didn't want to go up to that bigger phone. I've heard from a lot of those people saying, at last, finally I can get a new iPhone with all the features that they've added in the last couple of years. So I definitely think that they're, that's part of the market for this, is people who sat it out. And yeah, maybe a little bit people who decided they didn't like the bigger phone after all.
So there was a piece in The Verge today, I think it was, the headline was, "We have seen the end of the $700 smartphone." And Jason and I were talking about this, and we were talking about it in terms of Android phones, just that there are so many $700, there's so many cheaper Android phones that do the same thing as the $700 ones.
Yeah.
But in this case, do you think that's the case for Apple as well? This phone starts at $399, right? Do you think...
Well, Apple's a premium brand, and they're always going to sell stuff at the high end that people are going to buy. It's always going to be aspirational to a certain degree. But that said, the iPhone SE is the first phone that Apple has sold new at $350. And that is a huge deal for them. $399, sorry. Mm-hmm. But it is the lowest starting price of any new iPhone ever. It's the latest technology in there. It's not last year's tech. It's last fall's tech. But it's the top-of-the-line tech, at least until September, when there's a new iPhone announced, right? And it is going to be part of the story, not just in some markets where Apple hasn't played very well because their entry level has been too expensive, but I think for people who are, for the first time in some places, including the U.S., seeing the real cost of their phone and saying, "Oh wow, I didn't realize I was dropping $500 every 2 years on a phone because it was hidden in my bill, and maybe I don't want to do that anymore."
Well, how successful does the iPhone SE need to be, do you think?
Well, Apple said that last year with the 5S, so with an old phone, they still probably sold about 13% of iPhones sold last year were the 5S, and that was an old phone. And I think that shows, and it was more expensive by $50 than the SE is. So I think there's a real opportunity here. Since that they can't meet demand, what does that mean? Is it 20%? I think a really great couple of quarters where it makes up 20% of the iPhone's product mix is reasonable. And, there are five iPhone models. They're the big and small of the 6 and the 6S, and then there's the SE. So if one-fifth of your line makes one-fifth of your volume for the first couple of quarters that it's out, that's not unreasonable. And, you know, that's probably about in line with it. It doesn't need to be the 50% market eater of a phone, because that's probably the mainstream, like the 6S right now. And the Plus has less of an audience and the SE has less of an audience, but it can still be part of a bigger story. And it gives Apple more prices and more options for buyers.
Yeah, it really seems to me, and I'm not an iOS user, I don't have an iPhone and everything like that, but from the Android point of view, looking in, it seems like the difference here with the SE is that Apple has tried the lower cost device, but it was a lower, you know, it was a lesser performing device, and the design never was that kind of eye-catchy. The C never really caught my eye. Like the colors, I'm sure that made some people happy, but it still felt and looked kind of cheap. And when I think of Apple devices, I think of premium. You get the premium out of the SE, so I understand why it's doing well. I'm very curious to know if, you know, a year down the line, if this is a new category for Apple going forward, the smaller form factor, or is it a reusing previous form factors but increasing their guts, you know, like they did in this case. So is it the size, or is it the fact that they're reusing kind of the older design to move forward that defines the category?
Given what Tim Cook said on Tuesday, I think they've realized that there is a market who prefers the smaller phone. And,
so they're going to continue,
you know, and they miscalculated, and they admitted they miscalculated that. So my guess is that unless there's a real reversal here, Apple is going to target a 4-inch phone for the foreseeable future. Maybe they'll get away from the iPhone 5 design at some point down the road. I mean, if the SE stays in the product line for another couple of years as is, that gives them an opportunity, if it's a hit, to maybe redesign it along the lines of the iPhone 7 design language, whatever that might be. And I would expect them to do that. But it sounds like, you know, they have recognized that some people just don't want a big phone. And having three sizes of phones in your product line is probably not a bad idea.
Yeah.